AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's message this Christmas is to spread some kindness.
It's supposed to be that helping hand, that strong shoulder, that friendly voice, when no one else seems to care for those who are struggling, in trouble, and need.
During his Christmas message at the White House, the president says he hopes the holidays will drain the poison from politics.
Too often we see each other as enemies, not as neighbors, as Democrats or Republicans, not as fellow Americans. We become too divided. But as tough as these times have been, if we look a little closer, we see bright spots all across the country.
The president says the coronavirus no longer controls our lives. A witness who appeared before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot said she was urged by allies of former President Donald Trump not to be forthcoming. Here's the AP's Norman Hall.
Former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson told the committee she experienced a wide-ranging pressure campaign from Donald Trump's allies aimed at influencing her cooperation with Congress and stifling potentially damaging testimony about Trump. An extraordinary closed-door testimony made public, Hutchinson said those in the former president's circle dangled job opportunities and financial assistance as she was cooperating with the committee investigating the Capitol riot. She testified that her own lawyer, a former ethics counsel in the Trump White House, told her, "The less you remember, the better." Norman Hall, Washington.
The Senate passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill as a deadline approaches for a possible partial government shutdown. It goes next to the House. Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried's parents signed a $250 million personal recognizance bond. He will live with his parents in California until trial on charges of swindling FTX investors and looting customer deposits. A better-than-expected report on the economy didn't help stocks today. The Dow lost 348 points. This is AP News. The White House says a private Russian military company is getting help from another rogue state to boost the fight in Ukraine. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Mercenaries from the Wagner Group have been fighting in Ukraine alongside Russian troops. And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says as Moscow's military falters,
President Putin has increasingly been turning to Wagner,
which is now turning to North Korea.
Last month, North Korea delivered infantry rockets and missiles into Russia for use by Wagner.
Kirby says the U.S. does not assess the materiel from North Korea will change the war's dynamics, but is concerned more weapons are coming. The Biden administration notes the North is banned from importing or exporting weapons per sanctions imposed by the U.N. Security Council, of which Russia is a member. Sagar Magani, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.